Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. And today we want to talk about what's really eating at you. What's on your mind? What's really going against you? You know, the Bible says in Psalms 127, verse 2, "It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrow, for as He gives His beloved sleep." You know, how many of you have trouble sleeping at night? You know, I get emails all the time from people that are, you know, having trouble sleeping, their minds going in many different directions, or maybe you're dealing with last night, your son was running a high fever, or maybe you say, I only slept only 2 hours last night and I was awake. Maybe you were getting ready for today's presentation at work, or maybe you were getting ready for your job, or maybe you had a financial burden that was on you and you couldn't sleep at all. Maybe you're worried about the bills that were piling up, or worried about some kind of lawsuit, or whatever may be going at you today. But I want you to understand that God gives His beloved sleep. So who are His beloved? You know that you and I are His beloved. And we are in Christ and we are His beloved. You know, God says, "It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrow." In other words, it is pointless to worry and lose sleep, because the truth is, unless the Lord builds the house, you labor who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. So I want you to say something to yourself, and I want you to understand, you know, what's really keeping me awake? What's really on my mind? Because really, in reality, whatever's on your mind, your will, and emotions the most, that's really what you're worshiping. That's really what you're giving your time and your attention to. That's really what you treasure in your life. You know, Matthew chapter 6, verse 21 says, "For where your treasure is, that is where your heart is." So what you treasure is reflected by what occupies your mind, what occupies your will, and your emotions, because that's your soulish realm. So let God be the one who builds your career, watches over your financial investments. Let Him be the one who guards your health, your marriage, and your children. Don't worry and stay up late if you are the source of the increase or the one who has the power to make things happen and save the situation. No, God is the one, and He says to you, "My beloved child, throw your care on Me and just go to sleep." He says, "Cast your care upon Me, for I careth for you. For he who neither sleeps nor slumbers." So we know that God never sleeps or slumbers, according to Psalms 121, 3 and 4. So we throw our situation toward God, because He neither sleeps or He neither slumbers. He works night shift for you as you sleep. So if you can't lay down tonight and just go to sleep, think about what's going on in your mind. And you know, I have a lot of nights like that I can't go to sleep. I lay down and 35 things are going through my mind. And I'll tell you what I've learned to do. I've learned to just turn on some music, or I've learned to turn on the Word and let that Word be repeated over and over. And just a few minutes, I'll see myself getting a little bit sleepy, getting a little bit dreary. Why? Because I'm resting my mind in the Lord. Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. We're going to talk today about something that I believe is really on the hearts of people, and it's worry and anxiety. You know, the Bible tells us very plain in Matthew 6, you can find this, Jesus instructs us not to worry about tomorrow, about food, or about clothing. But in verse 25 is where I want to start. I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you're going to eat or drink, or about your body, what you're going to wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? And then in verse 26, he said, look at the birds of the air. They do not sow, or they do not reap, or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow, and then they do not labor or do not spin. Now we find in verse 34, it says, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Now, take one day at a time. This is something that we really need to slow down. God's been speaking to me for 5 years. Over and over and over. Pete, smell the roses. And I've heard those words over and over and over the last several years. Pete, I want you to just smell the roses. So what does he mean by smell the roses? Don't borrow trouble. Don't worry about tomorrow. Just be concerned about today. You know, the Bible says in Philippians 4 and 6 and 7, he says, be not anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So be anxious. Don't be anxious, but just pray. Just trust the Lord and cast all your cares upon the Lord, and let Him take care of all the things that you have to deal with, all the things that you got to deal with in your mind that's going on around your life. You know, life is going to have some troubles. Life's going to deal you out some things that you're going to have to deal with. But I want you to cast all your anxieties on the Lord. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, 6 and 7, humble yourself therefore under God's mighty hand, that He may lift you up in due time, casting all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you. So we see here, Psalms 37 is a really a powerful scripture when you get to reading it. Psalms 37, 3 through 7. And it starts with, trust in the Lord and do good. And in verse 4 says, delight yourself in the Lord. Verse 5 says, commit your way to the Lord. And in verse 37 says, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. So you discover the secret of tranquility when you what? When you learn to trust in the Lord. See, even when things are difficult, you just set and rest and delight yourself in the Lord. Commit your way, the way that you want to do it. Lean not toward thy own understanding. All thy ways acknowledge Him, and He'll direct your path. So commit your way to the Lord and be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Now the word wait is in the Bible 128 times. And 95% of those times is the word be quiet. In other words, what is He trying to get us to do? He's trying to get us to wait patiently before the Lord. Because a lot of times, from the time we pray till we receive what we're believing God for when we pray, it's our mouths that mess it up. You know, you see that when when Jesus is talking to Mary, He said, you know, be it according to thy word. She said, be it according to thy word. But if you go back to Zechariah, He told Zechariah, don't open your mouth because you're going to mess it up in the next 9 months. I wanted the boy to be named John. I think he had a different name. So he recognized that Zechariah was going to mess it up. And God said, you know what? I'm not going to let you talk because your talking is going to mess it up. But Mary, I'm going to let your mouth produce what you're believing for. And she said, Lord, be it according to thy word. And she received. Why? Because she learned to trust Him. Now you got to understand, here's a 15-year-old little girl, never been with a guy, and yet she's trusting the Lord with her destiny. She's trusting the Lord with the word that she's heard, that she's never been with a guy, but yet she's going to conceive and bring forth revelation, Jesus Himself. So she's going to have to walk around town pregnant, 15-year-old, and take all the heat for something she hasn't done wrong that's really going to be a blessing. So we sometimes look at situations in our life and we say, you know what, these things are bad. But these things lead to some good revelation. You know, anxiety weighs a person down. The Bible says in Proverbs 12 and 25, an anxious heart weighs a man down, but a kind word cheers him up. Now, look at Proverbs 14 and 30. A heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones. So we see in Proverbs 17, 20, 20 and 22, a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. So we see here anxiety, worrying about situations, weighs a person down. It affects their health. It affects everything about them. Trust the Lord. I want you to read Psalms 37, 3 through 7, every morning as soon as you get up. And here's what it says. Trust in the Lord and do good. Delight yourself in the Lord. Commit your way to the Lord and be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. See, there's our problems a lot of times. We're trusting the Lord. We can do good for about 2 or 3, 4 hours. We can do good for a day. But when it stretches out into a week, it stretches out into a month, then we got to stand and trust this word. So an anxious heart weighs a man down, but a kind word cheer him up. So I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be uplifted. I want you to realize that worry and anxiety is not going to get you anything, but learning to rest in the things that you have and trust God with even every second and every moment. God bless you, and this is the Beauty of Grace.